Yeah, we can do it.
Hello. It's always weird just going, my name is Katie Scott. My name is Katie Scott. We are meeting in the conference room at the Visit McKinney offices, 200 West Virginia Street in McKinney, Texas. Today is Wednesday, December 6th, 2023, and it is 5:41 p.m. The board members that are present today are Keith Gall, Patrick McGuire, Whitney Nash, Ephraim Windham, Mike Danielson, and myself. We have staff members present, Aaron Werner, Beth Shoemate, Alicia Holmberg, and Marie is being friendly somewhere. Okay, I'm going to just go straight to the regular agenda items. The marketing committee met after our meeting on November 28th to discuss recommendations for grant amounts for the three applicants who presented at that meeting. Patrick McGuire will now present, and we will move through each of them for any discussion and to vote on each. So what I'll do is I'll read the line item, and then you can kind of take it from there. So for item number 23-0961, consider discuss tourism grant applications submitted by Marching Music Made in McKinney in the amount of $5,000 for the advertising, marketing, and promotion of two local events to take place during the 2024 Drum Corps International Summer Tour Stop in McKinney. What is your recommendation?
Our recommendation for that one is $4,000. And separately, we discussed that we've provided a lot in the form of bags and gift bags and stuff, and we'll still continue to provide the gift bags or the bags themselves.
But not stuffing, right?
But not the stuffing with all the other items. And recommend that they pursue donations for some of those.
Okay, so clarify for me.
Yes.
You're saying we will not be doing the bags, or we...
We will be doing the bags, just not the inserts for the bags.
The handwork, like the stuff in the bags.
You're just giving them a bag?
With the...
Yeah.
This is separate. It was separate.
I'm trying to get a visual.
Yeah, for sure. I'll kind of explain. So we showed them the cost breakdown for what we also do for the welcome bags. And again, the main thing that we discussed is that there are no room nights tied to those welcome bags, which is a veer from how we typically operate. Typically, you only give a bag if, you know, we know they're staying at our hotels. The main reason for that was it's pretty significant what we invest. And I'm blanking.
I think it was over $5,000.
Oh, yeah. It was almost equal to the amount of money that the grant is.
Wow.
In just welcome bags. And so we discussed it. It's obviously not part of the grant, but we discussed continuing in some fashion, but trying to reduce that cost on our end.
And asking them to use their sponsors, like
right.
Or H&B or whatever, all those kind of things to do it.
So what do the bags look like? Are they like those tote bags that you guys have, or?
For this event, it is like a sports mesh bag, you know, like the shoulder
string,
kind,
drawstring,
drawstring bag. But once you add in like five giveaways and you do it by that many people, even like a chapstick that's super cheap becomes like $750
right.
worth of chapstick.
So it's 1,200 plus bags.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure it wasn't like a paper handle bag.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was trying to
get
the visual
yeah.
of the bag. So it's
yeah.
one little drawstring bag.
Yeah.
It says Visit McKinney on it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And the main thing is, you know, in the end, it may be the bag and something, but trying to reduce that cost because we were spending around $10,000 on DCI between the grant and the bags. So.
And it took a lot of time. So
yeah, definitely.
And manpower.
And a lot of hotel rooms.
Yeah. It's that is, didn't mean to open a big can of worms with
yeah,
that whole
good.
Explanation, but...
Oh, no, you're fine. We just need the visual.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But our recommendation on that, they're still a very good organization, and they provide a lot of people coming into town. And so we're recommending $4,000 for them.
How much did they ask for again?
$5,000, I believe.
They asked for five, so $4,000 for
Do we have any metrics on how much they brought in last time?
Yeah. It was in the low 20s of accountable hotel rooms that came through the room block. Now, where there are some that may have come through something else, possibly, it's hard to track. But the main difference with DCI is all the students and the band and stuff, they sleep in gyms all across, like, really all across Collin County. And so they're not staying in, like, hotels. Is it a great event for the community, and does it fill up the stadium and bring in, like, a high-quality experience? Yes. It's just room nights right now are lower. However, they are trying to work with us to get a direct link this year through DCI to have, like, a hotel listed on the website. So that would be a change where we may get more.
And the guidelines for how many rooms to how much money, they're around the 5,000, 21 to 5, 21 rooms equals roughly 5,000, so they're kind of, but they're in that low end, so we were thinking 4,000, and then if we can demonstrate higher room nights this year, then we would be more open to increasing the funding again for next year.
So if you have stragglers, can't you, like, have them, if they say they're coming in for that, like, actually tell the hotel, hey, we're here for this, and maybe give them, like, a 5% discount or something? I mean, something small, not, like, a room block discount.
It's just, it's really not hard, like, for the hotel front desk staff, it's really hard to get them all, like, on board. Ideally, yeah, I mean, that sounds like a really good way.
Tell people coming, say, hey, yeah, if you're going to the hotel, let them know you're with blah, 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 yeah, get a 5% discount. Or, hey, you get a free water in your room. I don't know.
Yeah.
You
yeah
get a bag and
yeah
put some chapstick in.
Yeah.
Whatever,
you know. Patrick probably knows better than me on how that would work, because he's a hotel
it's
guy.
It's up to the hotel, of
yeah
course, whether they're going to get the discount. Mm-hmm. But it's something that you can, but I mean, we can talk to them and
yeah
talk to them about doing, yeah. It depends on how their system is. Usually they generally, hotels these days don't usually track the source of the reservation if they make it direct, like, how'd you hear about us? Why are you coming here? A lot of people don't wanna, you know, they don't wanna be asked, why are you coming to stay here? And, well, that's not your business.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, makes sense.
So it's a little more difficult for some hotels to get that information unless the person volunteers
individually.
This is to an individual.
And
yeah
last year, what was they asked for last year?
I believe we funded five.
I think it was five last
yeah
year.
Yeah, five even as far as the grant goes. Again, the bags were totally separate, but.
And they do get other funds from MCDC.
Okay.
So.
And typically, we try, depending on the situation, of course, it varies, but we try not to leave that regular assumed guaranteed amount of money. So sometimes we'll kind of, for some of the organizations, we'll either wean them off or, you know, have little more conditions or expectations if we're going to give them the same amount or more the next time.
And I know the revenues from the HOT, the hotel occupancy tax.
Yeah.
And they're doing this at McKinney ISD Stadium.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Yeah.
And I guess they have vendors out there for the MISD that make money off of that. And then I know that, you know, the more people you bring into the city, it's just more sales tax revenue for
yeah
the city. But I didn't know what their amount of people that they feel like they're bringing in is.
Yeah. The as far as the stadium, the first year it actually sold out because they can only sell half the stadium because it plays to one side. The second year was not quite a sellout for whatever reason it wasn't, but it was a good turnout and people have fun.
They do a big event at
yeah
Tubbs too, don't they?
They typically at Tubbs, yeah. This past year they did it at Sticks Ice House just because of construction
right
related stuff. But yeah, it's
pretty showcase.
Yeah. So they interact with the community and try to make it a multi-day event to potentially get more overnight. So
good.
Yeah.
Okay. Do we all agree on the recommendation of $4,000 for DCI?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. May I get a motion?
I move.
Second.
Okay, so I got a motion from Patrick. Who was
yeah
the second? Keith? We have Keith with the second. All in favor, say aye.
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 All right, motion passes. All right, moving on to item number 23-0962. Consider discuss tourism grant application submitted by the Texas Women's Society in the amount of $8,500 for the advertising, marketing, and promotion of the inaugural 2024 McKinney Asian Festival.
For this one, our recommendation is $4,250.
How much did you ask
for?
$8,500.
But they're also asking for MEDC, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're getting, I think, quite a bit of funding, not just from us, but it also sounds like a very good event and a really good opportunity. A good opportunity to engage with the community and provide just more diversity in some of the offerings that we have as a city, as a community. And I think they had a room block as well.
Yeah, they've been working with Alicia, and got a room block set up immediately, and so brand new event, but they are going through all the right steps.
And it is a one-day event, correct?
Yeah, to start.
Okay.
She emailed me later that they are trying to do an event the night before, so hoping to turn it into a two-day event.
Yeah,
she talked about doing a pre-event actually at the Sheraton. That's
right.
Where their room block is.
Okay.
Some kind of reception or something,
Okay.
And the block is for them?
They typically, because it's a courtesy block, so it'll fill up, can grow as it books. So the hotels like to start with 10, and then as it fills, they can.
Do you know where we're at
more
now?
I don't know. I don't know if I've started promoting it just yet.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited to see what happens with that. I think it's
a
needed thing in the community. Mm-hmm. So I'm all about diversity and things like that. Do we agree on the $4,250? Does anybody have anything to say or questions to ask?
I mean, I don't have any questions to ask per se, but how did we settle on half of what they were asking for in our group?
Well, it was kind of a back and forth of how much should it be, and just settled on half. It was not so much a mathematical calculation as just an agreement, a general agreement around approximately half of the amount.
That's not proven yet. I mean, they haven't.
Yeah,
they've
exactly.
Somebody coming back every time, then that's proven. Like the band thing, it's proven. This is like something totally new. They work, they're not, she might bring in 10 people.
Right.
Yeah. You know.
And I totally get that. Mm-hmm. I totally get that. Just want to make sure that we're doing right by people that are asking for grant money.
Absolutely.
So in that essence, when the band performers first came here, what was their ask and what did we give them? As opposed to now, what is this ask and what did we give them? What is the percent there? So I don't know if we have that or not. I'm fine with I'm fine with that. I'm just looking at it just a whole different way.
Yeah.
I want to make sure we're not skewing one way or another, depending on the event.
Well, and I kind of agree on that it does seem like a lot to give to a one-day first-time event.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if you would consider any lower than that. I also don't want to just hang on to our grant money. So
you're talking about the $4,250 is a little high.
Yeah,
okay.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, I've seen us give out other grants, and
yeah.
So that does seem like
yeah.
quite a bit for somebody that is just a first-time thing,
yeah.
and it's a one-day thing.
Yeah.
And I am glad that they're trying to make it a two-day to try to bring some people, but we don't have any proof, and I'd feel a little bit more solid in it if we had some, you know, if it was like a second year and I had some proof.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. That's just my feedback on it. So I do see where he's coming from on that, but I'm open to discussion about it. You can sit down.
Do you want to go?
Yeah, do you have a specific number that sounds more agreeable, either of you?
No. I would just like to just kind of understand, you know, because this is particularly Asian, right? This is the women's. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what is the demographic of the city in regards to that? You know, I know the demographics for the city of Frisco, but that's just because I happen to.
Yeah.
But I just don't know. I forget what the city
means. Well, and I think the hope would be to bring people from outside our city into it as well. And I look at that, like our Day of the Dead festival. It brings a lot of people in for, and that's a one day, right?
Yeah.
So my hope for this would be that it would be trend like that, which it started off pretty solid. And I mean, this year it was amazing. So I would hope it would trend like that, but this does seem like quite a bit for one day.
Other than Oktoberfest, do we really have any multi-day events?
All the major Main Street events are multi-day now, but they all started one day. So, yeah. Yeah, you kind of have to start somewhere with all of this stuff.
Yep.
But, it's definitely up to the board. We do in our guidelines have an estimated grant per room nights. And that's what I showed at one of the previous board meetings. The first category is, or the 20, would you say 21? It's something like that, room night, which is where we have the DCI in. But, yeah, it's definitely up to the board on what they want to fund. And
our kitty Asian population, $17,763.
Because I feel like
10%, something like that.
We have the funds, so I just sit on them.
I understand.
Yeah,
it is
so.
Unproven.
About 7.5%.
Probably one day,
18,
hopefully two.
Carlton's 20.
But, but then also.
But Indians count as Asians, don't they?
Yes.
Then also.
Just the whole thing.
Sorry. But it's also everything starts at one day, right?
Yeah.
So if you kind of give them extra money to help them get going,
mm-hmm.
then hopefully it will translate into a multi-day event and they'll be successful in the future, right? So it's kind of like making an investment up front.
Yeah.
I'm 100% with Whitney on that one. I feel like this is a prime opportunity to help this grow and become something. And give that extra, you know, extra horsepower
mm-hmm.
for them. And I'm happy with 4250. That's fine with me. I would not want to go any lower. I was thinking, is there a way that we could go higher and just make it an even five or what? Or, you know, so I'm 100%. I want this to be successful in any way possible. And I think the first impressions are extremely important. And then we can see, hey, you know what? We shouldn't have offered this much. It just didn't work out that well. Or, hey, it worked out really well. Maybe next year, maybe it's even more of a boost. So.
And the other thing to keep in mind is that the money is, of course, accounted for. So it's, you know, it's actual expenses. And so it's only if they incur it in promotion. And
absolutely.
And
do we know the amount that they're asking for MVDC?
I don't know.
Not yet.
And I mean, this is all like the way that it sounded was like it was mainly like Facebook marketing, like ads and stuff. There other stuff involved in it. And I mean, what is MEDC's money for? Is that something different or is it all for that same goal? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, theirs is also promotional, but we do verify with them anytime we pay out if they've received grant funds from both entities, we verify with them that they're not getting the same receipts. That is part of our process because there's a lot of our events that go to both entities. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, if you guys are comfortable with that amount, then we can take a motion to accept $4,250.
Yeah, really quick.
No, you're
to say to your point about possibly raising it. I personally, because this still is a new event and unproven and we don't have any history, I'd be hesitant to do more than what was recommended, half of what they're asking, and that's really not uncommon for us to do, you know, something more.
The only reason I recommended
half
was because of her presentation. I feel like she's a go-getter and she had quite a few things in place. I did not feel comfortable going higher as it is a one-day event, but she's cognizant of the overnight expectation on our part, mm-hmm. so I like the half, but I'm happy to.
And then next year, they'll probably reapply and we can be like, okay, what really happened? What are they changing to make it hopefully a two-day event next year, things like that, and then maybe they can give them more next year. So that's just my argument for that.
Okay, are we good?
As the chair, would you like to take over making the motion?
Oh, sure, I will make a motion.
You'll make a motion?
Yes.
Okay, motion by Emily. May I get a second?
I'll second.
We'll take Ephraim this time. Okay, second by Ephraim. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, motion carries.
So am I supposed to be voting today? Because I'm also.
You're fine.
Okay. Right. Yeah, no, you're good. Yeah.
He's not here.
Okay, moving on to 23-0963, consider discuss tourism grant application submitted by Millhouse Foundation in the amount of $4,950 for the advertising, marketing, and promotion of the 2024 season of Millhouse Art Focus Festivals and Events. What is your recommendation?
Our recommendation was half of the asking amount at $2,500, realizing they said they would reapply in the spring. They also get funds from other entities. We were unsure of the overnight, you know, if they would really, it's hard to track them.
Well, she said most of them were
Airbnbs, so it's different. It's almost impossible for us to track that, but they recognize it's important. And they are bringing people from other places. It's just hard to kind of figure out where
and
they're
those
coming.
People are still spending money here.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yes.
Like they're shopping and eating.
Right.
And
right.
Yeah, that's without question. I agree.
Yeah, I'd agree with that too.
And it's a good organization.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're great.
And they're growing.
Yeah,
they're and expanding.
Tour when we got a pitch on stage.
Yeah.
They saw my name, they're like, oh,
they're becoming a staple in the city.
Yeah, they're very involved in the city. So.
Yeah. And they've got a good marketing strategy as far as like the Texas Monthly and all that. They're running.
Okay, does anybody have anything else to say about that? Any questions? Okay. So may I get a motion for $2,500 for Millhouse?
Motion.
Motion by Mike. May I get a second?
Second.
Whitney.
Well,
second by Whitney.
We can do it
anytime.
Everybody's got a motion.
They got their motions.
Yeah.
Everybody's got
self-checking. Did you get them all, Ben? We went all around the table. Yeah.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, motion carries. All right, we don't have to do all this other stuff we normally do. So now it's time to adjourn. So I just need a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Motion by Ephraim. Can I get a second?
Second.
We're going to take Whitney on that one. Second by Whitney. Alan, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. Dismissed at 6:03 p.m.
Let's go to the rest of the